Initialize sequence now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Video Freaks.
Hello, freaks!
Russian roulette is bareback sex with six chicks and one of them has AIDS.
Ooh, Hustler magazine! I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Oh god! Oh my god!
You don't have to do any work. Walk in and sit down. Why do you call yourself stupid for 2 hours?
And any guest you can get on this show, you should consider a special guest.
I'm a horrible fucking human being. I'm seriously going to hell.
Brian, why does everything you touch turn to garbage?
We're completely just fucking self-destructing. Another week of self-destruction ready to be launched. Welcome to the Radio Freaks. I'm Brian, along with Tony.
Yo, what up? What up, what up?
And it is week 3 of the new year. Or no, week 2. Yeah, week 2 of the new year. I'm rushing it a little bit. You know what it is? I have a calendar right next to my computer, and I look, and it's the December calendar.
Yeah, well, you have a calendar. Yeah, I have a calendar in my head, and it's all about when this stupid baby's going to come. And that's all I can think about.
And you've got one more month of it than I do.
Yeah, I don't even know what the sex is. And let me tell you, if it's not a boy, I'm giving it back.
I'm not sure if you can do that or not. I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
I didn't sign up for this.
Rushing it a little bit.
Oops. Didn't mean to do that.
What are you rushing?
What?
Never mind.
I accidentally pressed... I started watching our own show on Ustream on accident.
That's when you know you're bored already and 3 minutes into the show. You're watching our show instead of participating in our show.
It is sad, really.
Welcome to the Radio Freaks. We have a great show for you tonight. Former co-host of this very show right here. Former adult film star, worldly weirdo, and now, I guess, entrepreneur. The beautiful Alexa Ames will be joining us. Then later on in the show, the Asian superstar known best for her anal work. Is that really like how you should bill somebody?
That's something to be proud of. Like, that's not something I'm known for.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I were to introduce you, I wouldn't be going, "So, Tony, we know you're famous for getting things stuffed in your ass."
Yeah, and it also wouldn't be, "We know you're famous for doing radio."
No, it wouldn't be that either. So, you're getting there.
Shut up.
You're no Sam Roberts, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not anything. I'm known anything.
You are a shit stirrer, but you're no Sam Roberts.
Stink.
The beautiful London Keys will be joining us in the second half of the show. So we're excited for that. She's a big star. Big star.
Ah.
So. Have you been excited at all for anything this year? I mean, it seems like you're...
No, this has been a tough fucking new year for me. Let me tell you.
Yeah?
Why did I say "let me tell you" like I'm about to make some fucking profound statement? Let me tell you.
Or like your fire marshal Bill. Let me tell you something.
No, I'm not going to tell you anything. Nothing that comes out of my mouth is of substance whatsoever. I'm just angry today,
Why do I have to have a bed under things like that?
Am I angry today? I think I'm angry today.
I think you're a little angry today.
I was angry earlier.
Why do I have to have a bed under you saying I have nothing of substance to say, essentially?
Eh, you could edit out in Audacity.
That would be good for a promo or an opener. I'm sure I could find a multitude of different uses for that. I do have a post-it note here, and I need to go back and find out where this is. But it says 36:40, meaning 36 minutes and 40 seconds. Quote, "I'm an idiot, Tony."
Yeah, you should start writing those down all the time.
I didn't write down what fucking show it was from, and I didn't do anything with it. So now I got to go back and start listening to shows and find out where that's from and cut that out.
Yeah, because the only thing with me in the intro is a mediocre sounding clip of me making fun of you.
That's what you do. It's. Would you rather I put something more self-deprecating in there?
Yeah, but I much, much more make an ass of myself than I do of you.
Well, that's true. So mostly because I don't let you.
Well, that's true, too.
So.
Really, but am garbage.
What? What'd you say?
I said I really am garbage. I'm just giving them to you for free now.
There's no bed now. Oh, shit. If you want to keep up with us on social media, you can do that by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/theradiofreaks. And if you are a Twitter person, you can follow us on Twitter, @theradiofreaks for the show's account. And then Tony is @trashcanlives. And my account is @woodfloorliquor.
Indeed.
And then you've got your stuff that we plug also.
Oh, yes. The Wish You Were Dead podcast coming soon. I believe the first show will be this Sunday.
Ooh.
@WYWD podcast on Twitter, and follow @DeathWishCards on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to go, because while I know how you do as a podcaster, and I will honestly say, not bad. But
oh, thank you.
No, I'm not. Can you just let me finish my goddamn statement, you fuck?
Go ahead.
While I know that you have podcasting skills, I'm kind of curious to see what the other two are going to bring to the table.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting because it's kind of a niche, which I've never really done or tried before.
Well, this is a niche, if you think about it.
Yeah, but it's not like one topic. We talk about many different things.
Right.
This one's going to be like one topic.
Well, kind of one topic, but many topics within that one theme.
Yeah, that's the vision for it, I guess you could say.
Right.
And it wasn't my vision, which is also making it hard. I mean, I'm down with the idea, but...
You're kind of the board op in this position.
Oh, God.
Do we need to dye your hair red or sandy blonde?
No, what is it? What is up with you? You board ops and your either fancy blonde hair that you dyed out to E-Rock one time, and or red hair. Yeah, it's weird.
And I was thinking of how people make fun of Opie being a glorified board op.
That's what
you said E-Rock, but I didn't get here.
But remember when he dyed he frosted his tips?
Yes.
And everybody gave him shit. Yes. No, I'm not going to play your music. Go away. This is a podcast. Read the fucking description.
Well, this is what happens because you do your evening DJing on Periscope.
I know, but right. I'm on the Radio Freaks account, so I don't know. What the
fuck. Well, you have done DJing on that account too before, I think.
Oh, so you sound like shit.
That might be why people are following you for that reason.
Yeah.
But they should also read the description. It's not, you know, a fucking... take your requests and dedications, but you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not what's his name, fucking, yeah, great improv Tony.
Casey Kasem.
Yeah,
it's time for your request and dedication. Come out of a dead dog dedication
every fucking time.
So before we get our guests on, I wanted to ask you about something. You grew up in the 90s, so you are familiar with Batman the Animated Series, correct?
Yes.
Did you watch Batman the Animated Series?
No, as you know, and many people probably know, I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle nerd.
Yes.
Still am, sadly. I'm a grown-up child.
But, I mean, you're allowed to watch more than one show.
Yeah.
Ooh, I should put that on fucking mute. How unprofessional of me. So I thought maybe, at least you know that Mark Hamill voiced the Joker, correct?
I believe I did, yes. And I did hear some of the clips of him reading Donald Trump's tweets.
Ah, God damn it. You ruined it.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if it was just, there was no really big buildup.
That was, well, I was going to see if I could play this and see if you could tell that it was a Donald Trump tweet. That's all.
Oh.
That was all. Because I listened to it, and listening to it, it really does sound like something that the Joker could have tweeted out. Had the Joker actually been real and on Twitter. But the way Mark Hamill reads it, it sounds like an evil mastermind genius saying these things. That's all. I'm seeing the similarities, even if there are no direct parallels. I'm seeing where Mark Hamill was going with this.
Okay.
So I was. Do you want to do it anyway? Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah. You. Yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't you? Why would you say, okay, never mind then?
So this is a Mark Hamill took the tweet that Donald Trump put out on New Year's, December 31st, I should say, at 8:17 a.m. He put out this tweet, and then he did a voiceover. So, you know, it's it does really sound like something that the Joker could say if you didn't know the context. And I think it's interesting to listen to because you don't know. It's all about context. But listen, this is the Mark Hamill doing the Joker and reading Donald Trump's tweet. Oh, now why it's not going to load? God damn it. Let's see. Let's try this again. I don't know if they pulled it off of Audio Boom or what, but I've had the page loaded up in my browser all day, and now all of a sudden it won't work. It's loading up now. But so I just found it very interesting. Let's see if this works now.
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do.
All right, the end is a little bit creepy and drawn out. But, I mean, you can't tell me that the rest of that doesn't sound straight out of Batman the Animated Series.
No, yeah, it was a good call. I mean, he got viral fame, besides Star Wars, he hasn't had in a while. It went everywhere.
Wait, did you just really say he got viral fame for that audio clip and that he hasn't had any fame since Star Wars?
Like, not like a viral video fame like that. Like,
he was the voice of the Joker.
Yeah, but there was no viral back then.
He's been as viral as you possibly could be. He's him and I'm trying to think of the guy who the iconic voice of Batman have been doing those character voices. They are the definitive Batman and Joker.
Yeah, but they are it. They're not like really viral. Like, it's just it. Like, he's the voice. That's great. That's fame, sure. But, like, viral.
I'm typing in voice of Batman into Google, and I'll guarantee. Look, right there. Kevin Conroy. Pops right up.
Oh, yeah. That's very specific. I'm saying kids who didn't even know that he was the voice or anything. I mean, now they know, and now it went viral. It's my spin on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he still the voice? I know the cartoon's still on, right?
So there was for a while where they both had decided they weren't going to do it without the other one. I know that at one point, I think Mark wanted to retire, and Kevin Conroy said he wouldn't do Batman without Mark Hamill, and Mark Hamill said he wouldn't do Joker without Kevin Conroy. They really are very good together. So I don't know. I don't know what the problem. I don't know if they're going to continue to do. They just got together for Killing Joke. So I don't know.
Not get together to do the show or do reading Donald Trump's tweets.
No, I didn't. I don't know how much longer they're going to continue to go on. Is what I'm saying. There was at one time speculation that one of the two of them, I forget which one, was going to stop doing the character. And they've both said, we're not going to do the character without the other guy doing the character. So if one of them retires, they both retire.
Like, here's what I'm saying. Like, for instance, maybe I already screwed myself because I said, yeah, I know. But I didn't know Mark Hamill was the voice of the Joker. I had no idea. How would I know? It's an age thing. You knew.
I did know. And it's more of a pop culture thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just an age thing. When I found that, I was like, oh, that's cool. But I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I
you think anyone younger than me knew that, besides some real Star Wars nerds?
I annoy Debbie unmercifully.
In the sentence.
Yeah, I know. I just annoy Debbie, period. But I annoy Debbie unmercifully when it comes to that kind of shit. I will go, oh, that's so-and-so, when we're listening to a commercial or something, and I'll go, oh, I know who that is. That's so-and-so doing that commercial. And she'll be like, first of all, why do you know that? Second of all, why do you care?
I know that that must be a dude thing, because I do the same thing. I was watching The Great Gatsby, the original one, the other day, one of the characters is actually, and it came out in 1974. He's a really young, but he's Herschel from The Walking Dead was right in The Great Gatsby in 1974. I had no idea, and I was so excited to tell my girlfriend that. She's like, I don't give a shit, and why do you know that? I'm like, I don't know. It excited me when I saw him and when I looked it up and found out it was him. Like, I don't. No one cares. Shut up.
Right. I don't know.
It must be a dude thing.
It might be a dude thing, or it might be that you and I are more alike in that regard than you think.
That's true.
Because I am a fountain of useless knowledge when it comes to that stuff.
So am I.
So.
Also, mainly because anything I don't know, I'll just immediately look it up on my phone.
Yeah, but I'm not like that. Like, I know, for the most part, who these people are. It's not even that I'm looking it up on IMDb every 2 seconds and going, hey, do you know who that was? It's, I know it, and then I either back it up with IMDb or I just annoy the shit out of my wife. So.
Yeah. No, it's, and she's like, oh, why do you always have to know everything? I'm like, well, why not? Well, yeah, I always have to be right. I'm like, well, why be? Do you want me to be wrong and just not know any information?
I think that it brings more. It's not that I'm showing off. It's that I think that it, you know, I know something. I'm sharing my wisdom with you, but she doesn't find that as endearing, I suppose, as I do, for whatever reason.
I don't know, they just don't like when we're right. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. How often are we right? So there's that.
I'm always right. Thank you, internet. That's why I'm allowed to say I'm always right, because I take the time to look up the actual information.
I suppose. I suppose that's one way of looking at it. I don't know. I just, it's just, I don't know.
What don't you know?
It annoys the shit out of her. It really does.
Isn't that the most fun thing about... By the way, this is what this show is going to start turning into now, especially when we have our kids.
It's going to turn into our lives. It already is about our lives, for the most part.
Not usually, no.
No?
You're right. I do see a change slowly coming. It's like, oh, my chick, my chick too. Oh, my kid took a real big fat shit the other day. Oh, mine too. It was crazy. Whoa. Great. We're ruining the show now.
It's turning into some fucking horrible thing. I don't know. We're going to try not to do that, but I'm sure inevitably it's going to do it at some point. So, anyway, on the show now, our first guest of the evening. She has many years in the adult film industry under her belt, which she's now put behind her for at least 2 years now. Yet for some reason, she is still nominated for a 2017 AVN Award for Best Social Media Star. How that happened, the world may never know.
It's because I'm awesome.
She's also a former co-host on this show, and she is the worldly weirdo herself. Welcome back, Alexa Ames. How are you?
And the crowd goes wild.
Welcome back, hon.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
No problem, no problem. How are things down under, mate? Does that get God. Old?
Yeah, can you stop that?
Yeah, Australia definitely lives up to all the stigmas.
Yeah.
Everything here is super dangerous.
Uh-huh.
It's really hot. Everything's backwards.
I've been seeing your tweets about that. What are you getting into that's super dangerous? Because you are one that pushes the envelope on a regular basis anyway, so I'm a little worried for you.
So I used to push the envelope and live on the wild side when I knew that everything wasn't fucking booby-trapped. But since I've moved to Australia, I think I started suffering. For my first year, I think I was suffering from borderline agoraphobia. I wasn't going outside. I was too scared of everything. And my boyfriend ended up buying me Kevlar camo snake-proof boots.
All right.
They've actually really been helping with the quality of my life, but no, I'm not living on the wild side anymore. I just stay inside where there's air conditioning and
I'm afraid to ask. Snake-proof boots. I'm afraid to ask. There's a lot of, I'm assuming a lot of snakes in Australia.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What are you going to say next? You're assuming there's a lot of kangaroos too? God.
Shut up.
No, well, it's like, there's not just a lot of snakes. It's like they're all deadly. Like there's no such thing as just like, oh, that's a snake. Like that will fucking kill me.
Nice.
Well, yeah, and for a while, because I have a really bad phobia of snakes, people used to tell me, oh, snakes are definitely more scared of you than you are of them, which is total bullshit, because a snake doesn't have that cognitive reasoning that like, oh, that's a person, she could bite me and fucking kill me. I'm definitely more scared of a snake because I know what a snake can do to me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Oh.
Well, the thing is that, you know, snakes are not the same as... you're right. They don't have that cognitive ability. We will look at snakes and go, oh, I've seen lots of shit about snakes and snakes are bad and snakes bite people. Generally, snakes do not hang around in packs and go, oh, those humans, they like to catch us and kill us. So it's really kind of... A different thing as far as the snakes are concerned. You're right. They don't have that fear of us, I don't think. They're very predatory, too. They're very, you know, alpha male. I don't know if that really is a thing, but they're very alpha animal, very, like, predatory, and they'll fucking hunt and kill whatever the fuck they feel like.
Yeah, so. Speaking of hunting and killing snakes, I've got, like, this really twisted fantasy with snakes that I'm on an island, and I've dug out, like, a trench. And then I've got these snakes, and they're kind of sitting up in that hissing, like, you know what I mean? Their snake knees.
Like a cobra position?
Yeah. And I've got them blindfolded. I've got them all blindfolded, and I'm standing behind them with, like, a gun. Just, like, any last words. And then I'm just going to go down the line and execute every fucking snake.
Jesus Christ.
That's my fantasy.
Nice. I got to take this opportunity to point out something because it's not irritating me, but it's definitely noticeable, and I know you, and I know you're not putting it on, but you have definitely changed your voice.
I was just going to say that.
You know what is really funny? I've heard that from so many people. Yes. And I overemphasize my American accent just to hold on to that little bit of, like, I'm American. And I guess I don't even notice it. I guess I'm not doing so well. But you know what's funny is it doesn't sound like an Australian accent. It sounds more like a speech impediment.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
I'm not full Aussie. I'm just not enunciating properly.
Yeah. Like for example, you said something about people, and you said people, and you went up in the middle of a sentence the way they do, and I'm like, yep, she's being assimilated.
Yeah, I definitely heard that too. It's kind of like my mom goes to Chinese restaurants sometimes, and I catch her like talking in a Chinese accent, and I'm like, Mom, stop it.
No, your mom's just racist.
I'm guilty of that too.
maybe my mom's just a racist. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, your mom's just a racist.
Well, the worst was my boyfriend and I were just visiting in San Francisco a few months ago, and I saw this Chinese guy on the pier, and I really wanted a photo, and I was like, oh, can you take photo? And I pointed to my phone and then pointed my iPhone. Everybody knows how to use. Pointed to the button. And he looks at me and he's like, yeah, for sure. No problem. Oh, so bad. We're all slightly racist.
It's like that science episode where he's taking that Indian girl out to eat. And he's like, hey, guy, you know any Chinese restaurants? Why? Because I'm Chinese? I know every Chinese restaurant. Favorite episodes.
Well, people assume that because I'm an EMT, I know every fucking EMT in the world, too. So, I mean, but.
That, you know what? That's like the reason, like, I'm a porn star. Everybody assumes I know every porn star in the world. Like, I have a friend that's in the UK right now, and she wrote me yesterday. And I was like, hey, do you know Alice Lighthouse? And I was like, no. She's like, oh, because I met this guy who said that he knew a guy who was dating a porn star, and I thought you might know her.
I know. Like, there's almost as many porn stars as there are probably EMS people in this world, with camming and everything else that's gone on in the adult industry as far as the evolution over the last few years. There's almost as many of you guys as there are of us, and it's like, why would we fucking know everybody on the fucking planet like, that does the same job?
You people, you guys, what does that mean?
I was going to say, are you comparing EMS to porn?
Yes. Yeah. In the end, we both get fucked.
What do you actually do, Brian? I don't
know. I'm sure everyone knows because he brings it up every fucking interview.
You've seen... Shut up.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I save lives. Yeah.
That's exactly... Yeah, that, yeah.
But you know what? Both of you know me well enough to know that it's not bragging at all. It's just trying to inform people. And I get that it's getting old and you guys hear it all the time, but they don't fucking know that, and that's why I bring it up.
No, you say it to me on a daily basis when I call you.
Yeah,
hey, what's
do
up?
You?
It's Brian. I'm an EMS. I'm like, it's Tony.
Fuck me, you, asshole.
That was like when my grandpa, he used to call me, and like, obviously, I've known this guy my entire life. Every single voicemail, hello, this is Howard P. Dunn. Are you there? This is your grandfather. Every time, like, I know who you are. I can tell by your voice. I've known you for 21 years.
That's funny. No. Your grandfather has the same name as my father. That's pretty funny.
Really? My grandfather, surprisingly, was also born where you live.
Really? No shit.
Yes. Well, kind of close by Hershey.
Yeah, that's like an hour and a half from me. 2 hours.
Yeah, I remember. I asked when I was visiting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Maybe he's the same guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Your dad is my grandpa.
That would mean somehow you are one of my siblings' kids, which would be really weird.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What is his middle name?
Paul.
Ah, okay. Mine's Patrick. Just like
I mean,
me.
Patrick. My mom's middle name is Patrick.
Is it? So, what the fuck's been going on down under? Are you still traveling the world? Because you were traveling the world there for a while.
I am actually heading off back to Bali in about another week. So a lot of traveling has been going on. Been to some places I hated, some places that I loved, some places I'll never go back to. Auschwitz and Romania
and certain parts of Australia.
The traveling's been really good. I've just Australia's so fucking ass backwards with the way that their visas process. So my immigrating here is a lot different from immigrating to the States, as in I don't know what the fuck the Mexicans are complaining about, because their life as opposed to my life here as a fucking immigrant. Like, I can't do half the shit they can do.
Really?
It's been really, really difficult. I fully respect immigrants now. But anyways, being here, we've just put in for a new visa, which hinders me leaving the country. So I haven't actually... The past year and a half, I haven't been allowed to leave the country because then I couldn't get back in. And then I'd have to be offshore for like 3 years or something while we waited for my visa process. And my boyfriend couldn't immigrate to America because then we'd have to get married. And now I'm on the proper visa out here to stay and to have legal work rights and to actually access healthcare. But I have to apply every time I want to leave the country. I have to have a good reason. I have to be back in a certain amount of time, and I have to pay for it. So the traveling is slowing down.
You've got curfew, essentially.
Yeah, I'm living under the Fourth Reich, something like that. Curfew, what Fourth Reich.
Fuck? How does that work?
I don't know. I was telling my mom about like how horrible life has been here as an immigrant before I was on this visa. And she was like, I don't understand why the Mexicans complain out here that it sounds horrible.
And you can't come back here with him and just work it out that he comes in on a visa or something like that? That's not easier?
Well, we can come back and visit, but now I have to apply to go home and tell them my reasoning, and I get approved for an allotted amount of time to go home, and it's $140 every time I want to go, and then he as well has to apply for an American visa, which he's only eligible for a tourist visa, which means he can only stay for a certain amount of time too, unless we want to get married, but,
What about a student visa or something like that? You couldn't get in on that?
No, that's even more difficult to obtain in the States. But my visa that I have now, I actually have student rights, which is why I'm going back to school.
That's kind of where I was going with this, is I noticed that you had created a GoFundMe account to try and help you get back into paying for school and stuff like that.
I've got a whopping $50 in there now. Woo! Almost to my goal. Some guy left like the most dick comment on my GoFundMe. He didn't donate or anything, but he wrote a comment that was like, wow, 19K from total strangers. That's bold to say the least. Like, what are you, like the good news fairy that just goes around comments on GoFundMes? Like, wow, that's not going to happen. If this wasn't this was definitely my last resort. Last thing I wanted to do was ask people for fucking money, but
right,
I cannot afford the $42,000 a year that it costs as an international student here.
Wow.
So,
are you kidding?
Yeah,
I am not. I would start sucking dick to pay off my fucking student loans. Are you kidding? I totally feel you.
Yeah, no, it's fucking horrible because I've actually had to turn down a couple offers from universities out here purely because they don't work with FAFSA. Not a lot of schools out here work with American federal funding. They won't even accept the Pell Grants that I've been given. As a domestic student, my fee would be $9,000 a year, but because I'm international, it's $42,000 a year and it has to be paid up front. But I'm allowed to study here. It's so bullshit.
Huh.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm doing what I can, which is, you know, oh, yeah, it's really depressing. But anyways, anybody out there listening, if you want to help me go to school, go donate to my GoFundMe. Yeah,
that's fucking unrealistic. I can't, it.
Oh, do you want to know what's even more unrealistic? For me to bridge, so if I wanted... I've been here for the past 2 years with absolutely no work rights, which has completely dwindled my savings. I'm not going to turn this into a whole like money thing, but I'm just trying to explain like it is really hard living as an immigrant.
Sure.
And trying to go to school and further your life. So I have a nursing degree back in the States.
Right.
For me to bridge my nursing degree in Australia, 13 months, $14,000, and that's just for my registration as a nurse. That doesn't count towards my actual degree that I have. That's like another year of bridging courses. So they kind of make it to where, you do have this this skill that could be useful to us, but we're going to make it extremely difficult for you to utilize that, get a better paying job, pay for your school in our country. You know, it's like... spending the money on your country. Sorry, I sound like so full of hate. It's just so frustrating.
Here's the question. Like, why is that? Is that, do they just not like us? Like, it's like, you're American.
I think it is because, I mean, it's not that they don't like us, but there is the thing with the Commonwealth. Like, say degrees from the UK and Canada, those are almost instantly transferable. They're also eligible for domestic loans out here. They're eligible for quite a bit more. But as an American, I'm not eligible for this kind of stuff, which is, you know. But did you know this? There's a fucking lottery for Australians to win win a citizenship to America. Like, there's a lottery. Like, everybody puts their name in, and they just pick a random name out of a fishbowl every year, and like, bam, you've got a citizenship.
Wow.
Seems kind of like work? It seems almost like a joke. Like, haha, you won a citizenship.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the poor Mexicans that have, like, trudged through the desert for, like, a week, no water, stuck in a shipping container, and it's like, nah, you didn't enter the lottery. You gotta go back home.
What about... this is what I'm imagining, and I could be very, very wrong, but if it's something like it is in America in regards to the fact, like, in America, you can go get a nursing degree with a bachelor's degree, or an associate's degree, rather, and then if you want to be a BSN, then you have to go for your bachelor's, and that's when most jobs will say, okay, we'll hire you as a nurse. Some places will take you on as with an associate's degree in nursing, but most places want you to have a bachelor's. Is it like that? Do you have an associate's here in America, and they're trying to get you to get your bachelor's in order to be able to work, or?
No, I have my bachelor's, my BSN in America, but to bridge it, just to make it recognized out here. So they don't recognize American degrees, which is why you have to do an Australian bridging course so that they recognize that bachelor's. And their curriculum here is actually quite a bit different. So I think that my bachelor's is actually recognized as a little bit higher of a degree here.
Huh.
Their curriculum is quite a bit different, but it's completely irrelevant. It's basically like a ghost degree until I bridge it. Which is, I know a few other Americans that live out here and they're having the exact same problem. They're like, why am I going to pay more money to a degree that I've already gone into debt for? I've sat in a classroom for 5 years to get this degree, and now I've got to sit in a classroom for another year just to prove that I have this degree.
Right.
You know, it's not as simple as just like a phone call like, yo, is this degree real? Yup. And transferred now.
Does it have something to do with different healthcare practices in the country versus here, or...
I assume that it just has a lot to do with showing competency and the fact that the curriculum is quite different, that you do have to show that you're competent in all the same areas. And a lot of things out here are different, and I'm assuming that goes into medical terminology as well. There's probably like a lot, like JCO out here is something else, OSHA out here is something else.
Right.
So there is probably quite a bit that does need to be learned, that, you know, everything is just different. I 13 months does seem probably adequate and feasible amount of time to bridge that kind of degree. You're providing healcare to people, but it's just a matter of you wanting to me, it's just excessive. Like, I don't want to do that.
It's a matter of you just wanting to get it done already because you feel like you've done everything that you should have to do. That's all.
I've done my time.
Right. And why 13? Why 13? Just make it 12.
Exactly.
One extra month's going to fucking do. Makes no
sense.
Yeah,
make it 2 years then. Just
exactly. 13 and 3/4 months, so it'll get you. Let's shut up.
Yeah, but, you know, so anyways, I'm working on going back to school, and once I do enter an Australian university, my degree does get automatically bridged, because for them to recognize my credit of prior learning, they have to recognize my degree. So that is a little bit of a loophole, that once I accept an offer to a school out here, they will automatically bridge my degree. Not my nursing registration, but my degree. And so there's a little bit of a silver lining.
With such conviction, she says that.
Yeah. Did you say conviction?
I did. I fucked up.
Dude, he's on a fucking big word. He's on a big word kick today, and I hate it.
I meant to say conviction, though, and she was calling me out on it. You didn't understand it.
Uh-huh,
so there.
She said, did you get one of those calendars with word of the day? Uh-huh.
I wish I had.
He just assumed that conviction was like a big word that he didn't understand, so he didn't call you out on it, Brian.
He's even more fucking stupid than I am. I can't say shit. He's just stupid.
I'm not denying that I'm stupid. I'm not denying that whatsoever.
But yeah, other than that, not a lot's been going on out here. My boyfriend and I have also just started a new company.
That was what I was just going to ask you about. So I was looking at the promo stuff for this that you've put out so far, and I'm curious. It's called the Surf Turf, and the concept, from what I've been able to gather, is that it helps you eliminate taking sand home with you. But there's got to be more to it than that, I'm imagining.
Yes, you can also roll it up and wipe under your dick with it.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
So it's a masturbation toy, too.
Yeah. The strong bristles. I think everybody that's ever been to the beach knows that the second you step onto the sand, like, you're taking that shit home with you and you're going to find it for about a month or two. So, and especially surfers, I don't know if you've ever seen a surfer changing into their wetsuit in the parking lot and then walking through the sand to the beach wearing a wetsuit, which is, I don't know if you've ever had one on, really, really uncomfortable. But that's usually to cut down the sand that's going to go into your dick hole.
Right.
Because if you got sand in your feet and then you're going to put your feet into that wetsuit, it's just going straight up your crotch and your dick. And it's just, yeah, it's really uncomfortable. Also, you know, if you're ever trying to change on the beach, or say you want to get into your car and not drag sand in your car, the surf turf mats, they're just, I mean, they're really, really convenient. I use mine all the time, not just because it's our product.
Right, sure.
But it's like super light. It's 600 grams. I don't know what that equals in ounces. See, now I'm on the metric system as well. And it rolls up with like a little yoga strap. You take it down to the beach with you. If you want to change, just kick your feet off on it. Or say you want to, or you're camping and you want to go into your tent, or you're at Coachella and you're one of those hippies that gets a camping spot instead of a house, you know, and you don't want to track glitter and pixie dust into your tent. Just kick your feet off. They're really good. www.thesurfturfco is where you can get them, and they come in all different colors. They're 20 by 25 inches, and there's my little spiel.
Huh. So 600 grams is 21.16 ounces, which is a little more than a pound, almost a pound and a half. So that's not very heavy at all.
No, they're super duper light. Nice. And they actually come in handy. My car, because we live in like right on the beach, and my car is just inundated with sand everywhere. And it really helps. It, like, because I just kick my feet off on it, shake the mat off, and boom, you're good to go. No crusty dick, no crusty badge.
Now, is this better? I know some of the beaches that I go to have at the end of the boardwalk, and there's usually some sort of pier that you can walk off the beach onto the street, at least down on the East Coast anyway. At the end of the street end of the pier, they will usually have some sort of like foot wash thing. You press a nozzle and water comes out, and you can wash off your feet there. Or and then a shower head version. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have those. My biggest problem with beach showers is that the second you wash your feet off, the sand is back on your fucking right. feet because you're rinsing your feet off in the sand that other people have just rinsed the sand off on.
Good point.
Also, those things are usually really gross. I like ours for, I don't know if you go camping a lot, but camping showers are, honestly, they're fucking so gross. But laying the surf turf mat down and actually standing on it while you use the shower is really good because you get the sand off. It doesn't go back on, and you don't have to touch that same disgusting ground that everybody else is just pissed, puked, bled, and nice. Shit on.
And they got the nasty athlete's foot or something like that on there, too.
There's yeah. That. I'm not even that big about cleanliness. I'm really into being clean, obviously. But I'm not like I'm not like a germaphobe by any means, but does it gross me out standing in a public shower? Yes. And obviously I love homeless people, but I definitely see them come out of the woods at night and use those public beach showers to like shower and piss in. And it's, you know, I don't want to stand on that.
Right. Yeah. No, I can certainly understand that. That's interesting. Yeah.
Basically, they've got a lot of multi-uses.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And we're really trying to build up our following on Instagram, which, you know, it's also a kind of a traveling Instagram. We post a lot of really cool photos. There's a lot of pictures of my butt and me in a bikini on there, and as well as our product and promotions that we're running all the time. And if anybody wants to follow that Instagram, it's The Surf Turf Co.
Nice.
At The Surf Turf Co. And Yeah, we don't have a lot of followers right now, so I think it kind of makes us look a little spammy.
But if I mean, you're doing good marketing. I think in 90% of the pictures, the product is in there and you're using it. So it shows the versatility.
Thanks.
It shows the versatility of the product. It shows the many uses of the product. So that's good. In that
well,
regard.
Thanks. I'm in charge of the Instagram, so that makes me feel really good.
But it shows that you don't have to just use it on the beach, that there's a multitude of different purposes for it. So.
Oh, yeah, snowboarding. Like, if you want to go snowboarding, you don't want to track ice and water into your car. And the fact that they're so light, I just think that they're more of a convenience thing. Not a lot of people have thought, like I mean, everybody has had that thought, what a fucking pain in the ass this is.
Right.
So, but, I mean, what else can you do about it? Like, there's not really anything else you can do to get sand off of you when you're at the beach where the sand lives.
Right.
So, yeah.
I will be honest. You know, you guys have said that, you know, I'm so smart and trying to use big words and all this other stuff. I first looked at this and I thought that it was a product for surfing on the sand. So that's how fucking stupid I am.
Oh, my God.
That was my initial thought.
Brian, don't ever talk to me again. We can't be friends anymore.
That was my initial thought looking at it before I
actually
read it.
And you're trusted with a defibrillator.
That's before I read what it was about. I just from looking at it. I don't know.
Awesome.
But once I figured out what it was about, I understood that all the marketing was properly done. So kudos to you for that.
If you have to figure it out, it's probably not properly done. Figured it out that your product is actually a product, and you're not promoting sandy beach tourism.
I saw one picture, and it was you standing on the mat, just standing there on the mat on sand. So
as you do,
and there was another picture of you kneeling on it. So I assumed it was some sort of surfing on the sand device. I didn't know.
Well, let's be honest here.
And the company's called Surf Turf.
Let's be honest. Brian isn't the most genius marketer. If you've seen anything graphically or marketing for this show previously to my joining, be real.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I guess. I mean, if you want to use it for that, go use it for that too. Use it for whatever you want. Just check out the website.
can Brian use it to hang himself? Because that's what he should do with it now.
God.
Yeah, the stretchy yoga strap has multi-use.
Yes, Brian, nice. You know what to do.
Nice.
Ass.
I am an ass. I really am. While we've got you on, before I let you go, because I know you have stuff that you have to do, but somebody really, really was excited that you were coming on the show tonight.
Is it Christian?
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
On the Radio Freaks now, our old pal, Christian. How are you, sir?
Oh, my shit.
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. You're on the phone with Alexa.
How did Alexa remember my name?
Because you were my favorite caller and well, only
thank
caller.
You.
I was just going to say, and the only caller.
Yeah, you're the only caller.
And it's funny because he doesn't call our show anymore. And the second you come on, first time he's calling months.
Well, I've been busy. Like, I think the last time I talked to you guys was in, July?
Something like that. It's been a while.
That was last summer, Dick.